Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the Internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is a live show on Thursday, July the 8th, 2010. As David Satella pointed out yesterday on Twitter, folks, we're already into the third quarter. Where's the time going? It's incredible. Okay, so it's hot. It's July. If you live in the northeast of North America, you're sweltering. Sorry, friends, this is going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever, at least until September. I'm sweltering, so I'm a little bit scattered. Unfortunately, Dave Davies, who's out there on the mellow West Coast, can't join us today. Mm-hmm. Too much of that business building or something, I don't know. His business is eating all of his time. Good for him. And, good for Shauna Fennell. Actually, formerly Shauna Fennell, webmaster radio host and e-com expert, Shauna Fennell is now Shauna Siegel. Her and her fiancé Mike married over the weekend, so behalf of us at Webcology, and I imagine everyone at Webmaster Radio, Shauna, congratulations. So, like, incoming phone calls only come when you're on the air. Gonna take this. Hi, how's it going? Is this Raphael? Raphael?
And while Jim is taking that call, by the way, Nuclei, if you're listening in the chat room, I was trying to go and get into my normal set to go ahead and log into the chat room, and I can't. Or somehow there's a restriction for me to get in there. It's saying I'm banned. If you could clarify that, I'd really appreciate it.
You have been banned from being in the studio, George?
Well, one of the computers that I use to normally log into the chat room is banning me, so I have to use a different computer to log into the chat.
Okay, sorry about having to take that call, friends. That was actually the guest who's coming on the show in a few minutes, Raphael Montilla, a search engine optimization and social media expert based in Miami who's having a problem with Facebook.
Just so
we're
going to
get to him. And Brasco, just so you know,
yes.
Apparently Raphael is around somewhere or another, so he's online, so I guess we can Skype into him in a few minutes.
And a proper Spanish surname, just so you know, of being Canadian descent, the last name would be pronounced Montilla, with like a
Montilla.
Y of the two L's. The two L's you pronounce like a Y, so Montilla.
Montilla.
Yes.
Okay, Raphael Montilla. Thank you, I appreciate that.
A little Spanish, little twist to it.
You know what, you can have the most anglicized last name, and I'm going to screw it up. I don't know what it is.
Alan Blywise.
Daniel Yomtobain. Oh my God, I can't get this. I think I just got his name wrong again.
No, Alan Blywise.
Alan Blywise. See, I can get him.
There were a couple times you couldn't say the S at the end. You know, that's good. It's good.
Speaking of good in English or shitty in English, did you see like the English like football team play? Oh my man, that was awful. Shouldn't have been on the pitch. What are you thinking about the World Cup, Brasco? You been watching?
Well, after AFCON, it was kind of tough to go and keep up, but I do know that now who won out of Germany and Spain yesterday?
Spain.
So the Netherlands, which Bas Roy and the rest of the Netherlands, the Holland contingency of Webmaster Radio is very happy to see the Netherlands in the World Cup. Good stuff. I was surprised Argentina got knocked out. Surprised that Germany got knocked out, as a matter of fact. Just the way towards the end, Argentina was looking so solid and so good, and then all of a sudden just got in some good competition. Germany was like on a roll. Knocked down the Argentinians. Good. And the Spanish, I thought, you know, I don't know if they were going to survive, but they did. Amazing.
And now they're going to be up against the Netherlands on Sunday. As you said, the Dutch Webmaster Radio family must be over the moon about this. So I'm sure the German Webmaster Radio family isn't so happy about it all.
Yeah, Roy and Boss. Well, Boss was on holiday, but Roy was asking, I would like to watch the World Cup if you couldn't mind. It's the semifinal. Can I, you know. So Stenisic took a week off for the World Cup to celebrate their nation, which was nice.
An estimated $1.7 billion in lost productivity because of the World Cup. That's what it's cost the world to watch soccer.
Almost as much as playing Pac-Man on Google's homepage.
Well, yeah, that was probably worth a couple $100 million in productivity,
it was.
Too.
I think it was $400 million in lost productivity. But yeah, World Cup, $1.7 billion?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how many people have like stopped dead. You know, they postpone wars for the World Cup. This literally is, and I know how crazy it is. Imagine like Super Bowl Sunday multiplied by like 180 nations. That's how important World Cup is. And like literally everything's you should see it in a city like Toronto, like a city that is just all nations represented in one city. The whole city stops dead. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, go Netherlands, go Spain. Whatever y'all are doing on Sunday, watch some of the game. It's an historic moment. Really cool post over at Dave Naylor's blog came up yesterday. 6 things that Google gets wrong and 1 thing it totally nailed. So I'm just posting the link into the Webmaster Radio chat room. And I thought it was a really cool post, but there was something that the post in itself got wrong. They're talking about, like, Google mapping. Google Maps is amazing. Google Maps can place anything, including a place called Whitby. Unfortunately, whenever in the UK they type in Whitby, they get an image of part of Canada up near Hudson's Bay, because in Ontario there's a town called Whitney. In fact, Whitney is close to the town where Jeff Quip and search engine people are located, over in Ajax, Ontario, which is down by Lake Ontario. Now, the image that Google Maps produces shows, the north end of Manitoba and the upper side of Hudson's Bay. Remember when I went fishing near the Arctic Circle last year? That's where... That's where Google's claiming Whitby, Ontario is, and they're wrong by, you know, about 1,000 miles. And so over at the Dave Naylor blog, Paul Carpenter just want to let you know that Whitby, Ontario is down by Lake Ontario, not way up near the Arctic Circle. There's nothing up near the Arctic Circle but fish and a couple cabins, as far as I know. Want to get that out. The Google Maps is amazing, but it doesn't nail everything. And in this case, it's off by about 1,500 miles. Okay. Brasco, do we have Raphael on Skype?
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to go to a break first or just bring him on right away.
I don't know. You know what? I want to go into my introduction for him. And for the segment, and then I want to go to break. Then I want to bring Raphael on, but it's kind of a lengthy introduction, but it kind of outlines the story. I just want to make sure that we actually do have him before, you know.
Yeah, he's online. I just got to go ahead and just give him a call and bring him in.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's no disputing Facebook's become the most important internet application since the emergence of Google. In the world of social media devices, Facebook is like the central hub. In some cases, businesses are now forgoing the difficulties of establishing actual websites in favor of a Facebook business profile. According to the website Check Facebook, as of 2 days ago, on Tuesday, July the 6th, there were 474,073,580 Facebook users worldwide. To get a bit of perspective, that's about 1 in 12 people on Earth having Facebook profiles. 1 in 12 people on Earth. Now, over a quarter of those users, or 125,881,220, are located in the United States of America. Facebook has become so important to users in the United States that well over half of the U.S. internet users, 57.18% in fact, have Facebook accounts. And want to check that link? Check Facebook.com. You can actually drill down into a lot of those stats, a lot of stats about international Facebook usage. So almost 60% of U.S. internet users have Facebook accounts. Facebook's not only enormous, the damn thing is addictive. Farmville, Mafia Wars, a continuing community commentary, hot girls you used to go to school with. Users spend far more time on Facebook than they do using any other non-work-related internet application. A January 2010 Nielsen study of internet user habits showed that Facebook users spent just over 7 hours per month trolling through Facebook. Now, compare that with the 2.5 hours they spend a month at Yahoo, 2.25 hours at AOL, 2 hours and 5 minutes at Google. It's over a month. So at Facebook, users are spending 3.5 times as much time on that application than they do on Google. Users surveyed only spent an average of 25 minutes at Amazon and a paltry 14 minutes on IAC-owned websites such as Ask.com or Expedia. And again, I'm throwing another link into the Webmaster Radio chat room. Show you where I got those stats from. 7 hours a month on Facebook. That's incredible user retention. So recognizing its own importance, Facebook has devised its own internal network based advertising and promotions program. Much like using Google AdWords, businesses can, for a fee, solicit friends or friends of friends with paid advertising. Sporting a continuing 7-10% monthly growth rate, Facebook's obviously one of the most important places for business and digital marketers. Rafael Montoya is a Miami-based search engine optimizer and social media marketer. He used Facebook extensively to communicate to friends and to other search marketers serving the Latin American market. On June 30th, Rafael logged in to find he couldn't log in. His account had been permanently disabled by Facebook. He posted his experience to his blog, and again, I'm throwing the link up in the Webmaster Radio chat room. Now, Rafael claims he's done nothing wrong. He also claims that Facebook did not warn him he was in danger of his account becoming permanently disabled. In the response that he displays on his blog from Facebook, there's a line that suggests Facebook doesn't have an obligation to tell Rafael why his account has been disabled. Again, posting yet another link to the Webmaster Radio chat room, there's an image of the conversation that Rafael had with Facebook. So in a few minutes, when we come back from break, we're going to come back with Rafael Montoya, SEO, Miami SEO. He's going to talk to us about Facebook. We got a response from Facebook. I'm going to read it to you. And I think we're just going to have a general discussion about how important Facebook is to business and some of Rafael's options. But before we get to that, we got to take a break here on Webcology. It's the 8th of July, 2010. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, EmpyreMedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
The WordPress Community Podcast, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Webcology here at WebmasterRadio.fm. It's Thursday, July the 8th. And here's half your hosts, Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. Dave is busy running his business, client meetings or something. Maybe taking the kids biking in Whistler. I don't know. Anyway, I do know he's not here, but we have Rafael Montoya, Miami SEO, and Rafael has a problem with Facebook. Well, more specifically, Facebook seems to have a problem with Rafael. Rafael, welcome to Webcology.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in your show.
Well, I mean, it seems that according to your story and according to a couple others I've spoken to, you were, executed by Facebook. Your profile's gone. It's been permanently disabled.
Yeah.
What happened? Like,
I had about 4,600 friends.
Yeah.
I was very active on my Facebook account. And this was a surprise for me. Facebook closed my account.
Well, let's give the audience a little bit of background. You're a search engine optimization expert and social media marketer working out of Miami. You work mostly with the Hispanic and Latin community.
No, I work mostly for Americans.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm very, very successful for SEO. For the last 4 years, I have been working with furniture websites.
Okay, so you had 600 friends on Facebook.
4,600.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And you, one of whom was Brasco, our producer at Webmaster Radio.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, it was gone. Now, how important was Facebook to your business?
Was very good, but I used to get a lot of leads there. I used to promote my clients there, and 60% of my friends used to follow me, used to visit my wall every day. And now they are calling me saying, what happened to my Facebook account? I told them the story that Facebook lost my account.
Well, in the moment, I mean, like, imagine this. You're logging in. You find out you can't log in, and it's horrifying. What was going through your head?
I had nothing. I didn't know what to do because I used to spend 6 hours per day on Facebook. And then I have a very strange surprise for me.
Well, when it happened, did you immediately think of some of the reasons it might have happened? Were you given
No. It was a surprise for me. I didn't know what happened. I get to know what happened after I tried to contact them. And they answered to me that I was doing something wrong. And then I told them, okay, if I did something wrong, show me the proof. Show me what I did. And then, okay, you're right, but they never show me any proof of it. Because they don't have it. I told them, you cannot show me anything because you don't have it, because I haven't done anything.
Okay, well, in your response letter to... And I'm just bringing it up on my own monitor here. In your response letter to Facebook, you said, I have not done this. I have not sent friend requests to people that you didn't know.
No.
You have not regularly contacted strangers through unsolicited inbox messages. And you have not solicited others for dating or business purposes. Is all of that true?
No, that's not true. I haven't done that.
Yeah, indeed. You have not done any of this.
No. I used to post articles, my photos, because photography is my hobby, and I never contact nobody for business.
Yeah, Jim, I can tell you, just about for Raphael, a lot of times the photography that you see in some of the shows of David Snyder and Jordan Castillo and that entire Search and Social group held,
yeah.
A lot of those pictures were Raphael's for I Am Spring Break specifically.
All the events. And all the, I have a lot of Miami photos there. And some people used to take my pictures to put it on their profile.
Yeah, you know what? That's being seconded. I just got a Skype message from David Dulka in Chicago. His photos were awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so you were using it to display your photos, which is, incidentally, is one of the business. You're a professional photographer.
No, that's my hobby.
That's your hobby, okay. Yeah, I saw wedding photography in the bottom of your website and just assumed that was one of
the things. This is a friend of mine. He asked me to go and take some photos for her.
Okay. But, you know, you're distributing photos like everybody else does on Facebook.
Yeah, like everybody is.
Okay, so this has really confused me. I looked through Facebook's statement of rights and responsibilities. I couldn't think of anything you might have been doing based on the conversation that you and I had yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I called up one of the people I consider a world expert in social media, Leanna Evans, author of Social Media Marketing, Engaging Strategies for Facebook, Twitter, and Other Social Media. And I asked her about your case, what she thought about this. And she gave me a few questions that she said I ought to ask you. Do you mind if I ask?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. How frequently did you log into Facebook?
I used to log in almost twice a day. Three times a day.
So you wouldn't log in, log out, stuff like that?
No. When I used to be in my home, and then I go to my office, maybe three times a day.
Are you blocking emails from Facebook?
No.
Okay. Are you using any automated Facebook applications?
No. No, I don't like those software.
Do you send out a lot of friend requests that get ignored or denied?
No.
How about recommendations?
I had about more than 130 friend requests that I never answered to them because I didn't know them.
Okay, but you're not sending. You're not mass sending friend requests.
No.
Okay. Lastly, are you sending out a lot of product recommendations that are being routinely denied?
No.
Or ignored?
No.
Okay. See, those are the first questions that jumped into Leanna's mind, and you say no to all of them. So
I don't use those applications like Farmville. Those things, I don't use them.
So, from where you're sitting, there's no logical reason for them to ban you. And when you tried to ask about it, when you tried to ask them about it in a polite letter, they respond, "Hi, unfortunately, your account has been permanently disabled for violating Facebook's Statement of Rights and Responsibilities. We will not be able to reactivate it for any reason, nor will we provide further explanation of your violation or the systems we have in place. This decision is absolutely final. Thanks, the Facebook team."
I took this.
Like, what?
When I read this, I took it like was something personally.
I wonder. Like, okay, so Lee couldn't answer this. I can't answer this. You don't know what the thing is. I'm looking at the chat room right now, and they got a couple questions. Raven Matt asks, "You say you had 4,000 Facebook friends, 4,600 Facebook friends. You knew them all?"
Mostly all of them.
Okay.
Because I am very active here in Miami. Because I used to do PR. I know many artists and actresses. I know many people here in Miami.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, some of my sources in Miami confirm that you're a regular at the socials. You know, web related socials. So yeah, you got a large network just in your home city.
Yeah,
forget the rest of the country. Just in your home city, you got a very large network.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? Just totally off the wall that you're not, you know, that you're either, you know, that might jog in your memory or that's not part of the story as we know it so far? Like, anything wild that Facebook might latch onto? Because we got a response from Facebook, and I'm going to get to that in a few minutes, and I'm going to try to get a Facebook representative on next week to talk about just this.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything under the sun?
No, I'm sure there is nothing there.
You know, if there's anyone out there listening and this has happened to you, let us know. Because next week, we're going to try to take it to Facebook themselves. We tried to this week, and unfortunately, they weren't able to get a spokesperson to the show in time. However, in our request, we did ask them a few questions. I'm going to read them now. And we did get a long response from them.
Yeah, one second. This affects my business, because if I tell my client that my account was closed, my client might think, oh, he's doing something wrong. Maybe.
Well, and the thing that worries me, I mean, I worry for you, Raphael, and I worry for your business. But what worries me is just it seems like there's an arbitrary use of authority.
Yeah.
And no explanation at all. And I mean, on one side, you recognize that it's their network. They can do whatever they want with it. It's their property.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other, Facebook has become an essential, integral business tool. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, just shut off somebody's account without explanation and, as you say, without warning, it just strikes me that, again, it's like being denied what's become an essential application. And yeah, there are folks writing in the chat room, don't put your eggs in one basket, especially with Facebook, which is meant for social, not business. But, you know, I mean, Google was meant for information retrieval. And seriously, it's a place of business. Facebook has become such an important part of the web. Not participating in it is almost, it's unthinkable, really.
Especially
a social media marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, it's a tough one. Yeah, there's a debate happening in the Webmaster Radio chat room right now, and folks listening to the podcast, unfortunately, won't be able to see the debate, which is one of the good reasons you ought to listen live and participate in the chat room. Yeah, Raven Matt, there is a difference. Of course there's a difference. But it's just the importance of the space I'm getting at as a similarity. And for social media marketers, obviously it's important to be able to work in Facebook to help their clients in Facebook. You know, business profiles are fully allowed. Fully allowed. Hell, Facebook uses Facebook for business. Anyway, we wrote to Facebook. We asked them a number of questions, and they did give us a lengthy response. They weren't able to send a representative. We're going to try to get them again for next week. I want to get into their response, and I want to get into the questions that I asked them. But first, it's bottom of the hour. We got to take a break here on Webcology on WebmasterRadio.fm. So, friends, it's the 8th of July. Stay tuned. We're coming back with a response from Facebook and more with Raphael.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology will be back after this short break.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEO Fox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Webmasterradio.fm.
A service of New Gen Broadcasting.
We're everywhere.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization. Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel. Only on Webmasterradio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Webcology here at WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. It's Thursday, July the 8th, and I just want to clear something up before we go any further. Yeah, I'm drinking water. It happens, but it's so hot, man. I mean, like, if I had my usual, like, Crown and Coke, I would just be lethargic and drawn out because, like, booze just takes all the liquid out of your system. And day like today, dude, no. Later. Really, later. So, yes, I'm drinking water. It's rare. It never happens. It's, it tastes like tofu, really. It's weird. Anyway, in a soberer moment, we when thinking about constructing this show, a one-sided show is not fair to the audience. And assuming that everything Raphael says is true, Facebook was unfair to him. And if they were unfair to him, they could do that to just about any one of us. And the thing that gets me is without explanation, without right of appeal, without warning saying you've stepped over a line and we're going to hammer you. That worries me. Again, it's a use of authority in, you know, it's not entirely cool to do that to somebody, especially after they've built a following of 4,600 friends. Could you... Two or three months ago, when a lot of the Google engineers were quitting Facebook over privacy concerns, I was, you know, considering joining that toycott and walking away from Facebook with my own severe, like, privacy concerns. And on the day I was going to do it, I couldn't do it. I don't have 4,600 friends. I got, like, 1,900 friends or something, and I couldn't lose that network. I thought I was chicken shit at the time, but the more I think about it, it's not a matter of being chicken, it's being practical. I need that network. So getting cut off from that would stun me. I can't imagine. I don't call myself a social media expert. It's important to me, but it ain't my bread and butter. So trying to put myself in Raphael's shoes, I went after Facebook directly. I spoke to their... PR department and ask these questions. Why might Facebook disable a profile? Raphael's profile has been permanently disabled. Is there a temporary disabled designation? What can somebody do if this happens to them? Are users offered warning? Why can't Facebook offer some of those whose profiles have been disabled? Why can't Facebook offer them explanations? While we didn't get a guest for the show, we did receive a lengthy reply from Facebook spokesperson Simon Axton. It's about two paragraphs long, and I'm going to have to throw a link into the Webmaster Radio chat room again, but the response reads, "Hi, Jim. Apology for the delay in responding. Unfortunately, we can't provide anyone for an interview. However, we have a number of automated systems for preventing spam and other potentially annoying or dangerous communications. These systems flag and block anomalous behavior and in some cases disable the account of the person responsible. I strongly encourage you to read the blog post where we recently published about this here." And by here, I mean the link that I'm putting into the Webmaster Radio chat room. Incidentally, that blog post was published one day before Raphael got banned. Going back to the response... Simon writes, "You'll see that in every case, we give users a chance to contact us and appeal the decision." It's also worth noting that a lot of people use Facebook and that a small minority of them does break the rules. Rarely, if ever, do people who have broken the rules admit their transgressions. They also often claim that any punitive action, quote, came out of nowhere, end quote. In fact, all of our systems provide warnings when people are nearing thresholds that will cause features to be blocked or their accounts to be disabled. These warnings come as pop-ups that must be acknowledged before the person can continue using the service. Please let me know if you have any additional questions. Thanks, Simon Axton, Facebook. Well, I got one additional question. Raphael, did you see any pop-ups warning you that your account might be disabled?
No. I never saw that.
Okay. When this happens, it's called a quandary, because you, the user, with your experience, you're saying one thing, and we have a spokesperson from Facebook saying, well, you should have seen pop-ups, we would give people warnings, and our automated systems will flag bad behavior. So... I guess the next questions that we have for Facebook is, how much interaction is there with human beings when the decision is made to cut somebody off? Should that decision be made algorithmically or automatically? Or should, you know, a human actually review the case and make a human decision? And Raphael, again, just to confirm with you, you weren't spamming.
No.
You weren't screwing around. You were not violating the terms of service. You were not violating your rights and your responsibilities at Facebook. And they
no.
Could there be another guy doing this?
Can you repeat?
Could there be somebody else?
Maybe somebody hacked my account and started to do something, but not me. And the only one who has access to my account is me.
Okay.
Maybe somebody hacked my account, but not me.
Could you, the only suggestion that Leanna Evans had for you at the end of all this, and I pretty much answered her, that you had told me that you weren't messing around, that you were following the terms of service, that you weren't a spammer. And, I did talk to some other people in the Miami area yesterday about you, and they also agreed. You're a person of good character. You're not spamming. You were using the service properly. We've had two guys today say you had incredible photographs up there. Mm-hmm. The idea of starting over is, I guess that's where you're at now. You really just have to start a new profile, eh?
I thought I was going to start a new one, but how I know they will not close it again, and then I don't want to waste my time.
What have you put it as your company?
Okay, that
like almost like a fan page, and have people like you so they can at least follow your stuff.
Okay, that's good.
And then you have your website you can direct to, so that they see there's some kind of background and something that's, with integrity, that, it's a legitimate site, a legitimate place.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, from where we're sitting, all we can do is try to get Facebook to come on next week and explain the situation. But naturally, it would be unreasonable to expect them to talk about this specific case. As a matter of fact, I'm almost positive they won't. Mm-hmm. I really wish we could have gotten somebody from Facebook to either refute what you say or admit they made an error in this case. Raphael, is there anything else you're going to do with Facebook to try to restore your account?
I will send them again one more email asking them to open my account. If they don't, I will have to open a new one. But I'm sure that as soon as I let my friend know that I have a new account, they will follow me again. Not all, but mostly all of them.
Well, Raphael, if keep in touch with us. Let us know what happens in this case.
Yeah, I will do that.
Or, you know what? If you have to start over again, it would be interesting to see how quickly you rebuild your followers, your friend list, and it'd be neat to have you on, 3 to 6 months' time to talk about your new experience with Facebook, hopefully a better one than your last experience. Before we go, we've had you on for half an hour. We've taken a half hour out of your day. What's the name of your business, and what's the URL in case people want to get a hold of you?
My name, the name of the business is in Spanish, mercadeoporinternet.com, but I will start a new one, is SEOLatino.com.
SEOLatino.com?
Yeah.
Friends, there you go. Raphael Montoya, thank you so much for spending time with us on Webcology today. And, dude, I'm going to keep in touch. We'll see if we can't get some answers from Facebook around your story.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please.
If you search on Google for modern furniture, two of my clients are on the first page.
Okay. There's some SEO cred for you.
Yeah.
Well, again, Raphael, thanks for spending time with us today.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, friends, that was Raphael Montoya from Miami, a search engine optimization expert and social media marketer located in Miami. He has been, getting the wrong end of the stick from the Facebook crowd. And that leaves us with a few questions to ask Facebook next week. Is this all automated? Why is there no avenue for Raphael to appeal? Is everything Raphael told us true? Is it not true? Facebook, you know, I do believe Facebook has a right and a responsibility to respond. And I'd be most interested in seeing what happens. But we just hit the quarter hour mark. And you know what, Brasco? I am going to be a good host today and actually get three commercial breaks in. I want to go to break now. I want to come up and wrap up, talk about what we have coming up next week. So, friends, stick around. You're listening to Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. It's Thursday, July the 8th. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media. I love the sound of that. And talk to you in a few minutes.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
SEOseek.com is your one-stop site for everything SEO. From search engine marketing to pay-per-click management, SEOseek.com delivers high-quality SEO services at affordable prices. SEOseek.com can help you with SEO analysis, monthly reports, title and meta tag optimization, email support, and so much more. Want to keep your SEO in-house? Let our professional trainers teach SEO to your staff. Get a free quote and a free competitive analysis today at SEOseek.com.
Hi, this is Joel Tom. I want to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary new theme for WordPress that's going to change the way you make websites. It's called the Socrates theme, and it is the number one WordPress product on ClickBank. You can see it in action right now at SocratesTheme.com. The Socrates theme has a ton of options for customizing your site, but what really makes it stand out is the ability to monetize your site instantly just by entering your ClickBank or AdSense IDs right inside the theme. That's right, there's no plugins needed. Go check it out now at SocratesTheme.com.
SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Catch us Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, the debate in the chat room about Facebook and their obligations continues. I'm here. I'm just reading quickly. As I said, the debate in the chat room continues. So what do we learn? To build a big enough website and you can shit on your users and still gain membership. That was from Optic. Raven Matt responds, they really don't have an obligation to respond. It's a free service. To which I responded, yeah, I know, but given their importance, I think it would be good to explain why folks get banned this way. There's a balance. One of the MIBs says, sounds like AdSense. Optic points out, most businesses would respond to keep good relations. Raven Matt says, Facebook has proven time and time again they don't care unless major hell is raised, and that's where I wanted to come in. That's what this is all about. It's, this isn't major hell, this is minor hell, this is Webcology. We're one of the first levels in Dante's Inferno, but once you get past us, you get the, you know, like the more mainstream media, and, it's the job of the media, be it Webmaster Radio or the Chicago Tribune, to call the powerful on their stuff. I don't dislike Facebook. I take Google to task all the time, and I'm an avid Google user. I love Google. I love Facebook. I quite admire their accomplishments. But it's our job to take them to task when regular users have no other avenues. When regular people are somehow messed over, well, that's kind of what the media is supposed to do. Watch out for what the powerful are doing and, you know, sort of try to even the balance for the less powerful. And I kind of like that role. So maybe this is a bit of minor hell. Facebook, welcome to the first level of the inferno. Hopefully next week, one of your folks will come up. Hopefully next week one of your folks will come on over all defecting to Orkut. Yeah, we're all defecting to Orchid. Oh, man, Brasco, it's 2:51. I got 9 minutes left, and I got to tell you the truth. I'm running out of steam.
Well,
it is.
If I could get us to go ahead and mention one thing now that we, after wrapping with Raphael, just in terms of moving on for him and his treks with Facebook, you know, one thing I know is that as soon as I know he's back online, I'm hoping he'll add me as a friend. And then I would probably recommend, because honestly, for myself, I think of Raphael as a stand-up guy. And as soon as he gets his account reinstated, or if he gets his starts up a new account or part of his company, I would go ahead and just start recommending him as a friend to a lot of people. Because for me, reputation-wise, he's come across to me as a stand-up guy.
Okay. And you know, I'm really glad you said that. It's good that you're vouching for the fella. Like you were one of my Miami sources. After speaking to Raphael, I spoke with you, and I spoke with a couple other people to, you know, try to get a sense of who this guy was and if he was a bad character. Because the idea of being banned from Facebook without right of recourse is that would be stunning to me. Like, to not have that resource after getting addicted to using it. Not that Raphael's addicted to using it. I know I am.
Yeah. It's a first that we've heard of it. It's a first that we've heard of it.
You know, we really got to get Raphael in touch with our friend Poopy Gifts. Yes. I think Facebook deserves
Zuckerberg gift
from Raphael.
Desk. So Zuckerberg's assistant's going to get a nice little present.
Yeah. Not that we advocate doing that. We don't. We think it's gross.
But we do advocate using...
We think it's funny.
We don't think there's a problem if you go over to Poopy Gifts to go ahead and take a look and see what you can, you know, purchase and all. But you know.
Indeed. It's just a transaction. Again, not that we advocate anything of the sort. It's just kind of funny. Don't assault Bruce Clay. Remember that, folks. Don't do it. It's wrong. Right. What else is happening in the SEO world in the last few minutes of Webcology? Let's see here. Twitter search grows. Yay. Summertime and the living is so slow. Nothing happens in the summer. Any fallout from AFCON 2010?
No, as of yet, well, there's not much more fallback when it comes to the Denver show, but all I know is here in the world headquarters that things are still, we're now winding down and basically going down to the finalists that are going to qualify for the next venue for AFCON 2010, the winter show in Florida.
I hear it. It's going to be in South Florida. I heard it's between... a few of the nicer hotels in the region.
Oh, my God. There are several hotels right now that are being looked at and being vetted. And I'll tell you, they are amazing choices. Amazing choices. One, I don't want to get into too much details. One is in Fort Lauderdale, which would be really nearby where we are. The other one is in Miami, in the Miami area. Amazing properties. So, I mean, really, either place that they're going to plan to go to, it sounds like there's two places. There might be three right now in the running. But as soon as all that gets set up, as soon as the it's not going to be at a convention center. So this will be all done in a hotel, which will have many amenities. And the idea is another boutique type show. And the plan is, you know, there'll be a lot of facilities, a lot of places to go in terms of networking after the fact, doing nighttime networking. It's just a matter of finding out what venue fits best, what will serve everything that we need. And then at that point, they can negotiate and find out what dates will be made available. And when those dates become public, we'll let everybody know here. And we'll put all that information. You can definitely find it on AFCON2010.com.
Well, I'm telling you, regardless of my experience living in South Florida, my experience partying in South Florida was immensely fun. It's... some of the most beautiful, beautiful resorts. And I attended three conferences when I was in Florida, one at the Miami Convention Center and two at hotels in Miami. None of them are on South Beach, I'm afraid, but they were in Miami. And wow, mind-blowing places. The convention center, not so mind-blowing, but the Fontainebleau Hotel, the Trump, oh my God. Incredible venue. So no matter where you guys choose, I'm looking forward to it. And
now, Jim, before you start, at the start of the hour, you had talked about how hot it is up there in Toronto. And just think about it. If you listen back to this podcast, say right, like the week before AFCON starts, it'll be December or possibly February, and then you can listen to yourself, you're like, I don't even remember it being in the almost 100 degrees up here. Because at that point, it'll be what? Probably near 0 degrees Celsius or under that, and then you're freezing, dude, and you'll be dying to come down here this time of year.
In February, up here in the Northeast, it'll be like negative 20 Celsius, which is like approaching 0 Fahrenheit, which is damn cold, no matter what scale you're measuring it on. It's really cold. And now that I don't have to, I'm starting a new business up. It's going to be registered in Ontario, and because of that, I'm not really tethered to a place anymore. I'm thinking of moving down to Florida again for next winter.
Wow.
After doing last winter here in Toronto, it's right now it's between Florida and a place I know in Mexico, but I really don't see myself being here past December. I'll come back again in April, but I ain't going to be here in the winter.
Well, give me a heads up if you're going to be back in our neck of the woods again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think we've ragged the puck. It's 2:57 Eastern time by my time. Mm-hmm. And, I think the chat room's getting a little bit, going a little below the belt. But I think it's pretty much time to close out the show. What do you think down there, Brasco?
Yeah, that's fine. For those listening live, Insiders rerun today. We should have live episodes of Office Hours and Affiliate Buzz starting at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific
time. Way cool. Yeah. Way cool. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. Next week, we are going to have Leanna Evans, social media expert. She's going to be looking at Raphael's case with Facebook. And hopefully, we're really crossing our fingers for it. Hopefully, given a whole week's notice, those folks over at Facebook can get a spokesperson. And I want to talk about users' rights and responsibilities and, you know, maybe shoot some questions at Facebook. Anyway, NC Triangle says, have some coffee. I say, NC Triangle, no, I'm going to go have a beer. A big one, too. Everyone, it's been great speaking with you. It's Wednesday, July the 8th on Webcology. You can hear Webcology live on Webmaster Radio at this time every Thursday, or you can listen to us in the archives at webmasterradio.fm or at iTunes or any other fine podcast distributor. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.